Bishul, Perek Beis, If Mem. Tnaei Chazara. The Tnaim, what you need for putting back on the fire. The Tnaim pot, the Chazal don't allow you to put it back on the fire. In a way, it looks as if you're putting it back that in the first time. You're only allowed to put it back in a way that looks as if you're putting it back from where it was already. If it looks that you're putting it back, that you're not putting it back, you're taking it the first time and putting it on the fire, Chazal don't allow you. Therefore, Chazal said you have to have some tanoim, some rules in order to allow you to put it back on the fire. Part of the tanoim are that you have to have that. That's what we take on. You need to have intention to put it back. And you also have to make sure you haven't put it down, you hold it. That's l'chatchila, what we take on. Now, there is a shittas haran, which we don't take on like it, but we sometimes join it on for a tziruf to be matted by the event. A shittas haran is that if one does chazor on Shabbos, there's no problem. The only problem from chazor is if you took it off before Shabbos and you put it back on Shabbos. Then there's a problem from chazor. Now, the shittas haran, since that's the only problem from Chazorah, according to the Ran, therefore it comes out, any Chazorah which you do on Shabbos, according to the Ran, you're allowed to put it back without any problems. We do not take on the Ran, like we said before, but we can sometimes join it on in another place where we see that there is another reason to go and be Mekel, then the Poskim join it on for another Tzuruf. Let's see inside now. If Mem. Prate heta chazora. The pratim, the nekudot which chazora is allowed to be done with. Hanoitl kadeya me'esh rutsoyne lachziya tzoch lakbid shlo yechashash is the bishul b'chazora zu. Number one, one has to remember that chazora doesn't allow you to do bishul. So whenever you got problems from bishul, he won't allow you to put it back on the fire. So number one has to know there's no problem from bishul. When do you not have a problem from bishul? And in Shakadeo, a team of Bushel, it's called Talker. The Mulach, Kadesh is for Reutiv, Sohlak, but Kama Reutiv, Yisharacham, then it's Fanana Reutiv, Yeshbe, it's a Bishel. So, number one, you have to make sure there's no problems from Bishel. So, what does it mean? That you have to make sure it's being fully cooked, and if it is something which has got juice, then one has to make sure that the juice has not come cold, the water doesn't come cold. The soup, whatever it is, any liquid, make sure the liquid doesn't get cold. There shouldn't be a problem from bishul. That's number one. One has to make sure there's no problem from bishul. Number two, membeis. Chen tor lahakvid she'esh tiye gufa uktuma. Vim ha'esh enu gufa uktuma, en lahate chazor lahakzi deo agabo. Vim la'el sifin ches tesvob, at tesvob, she'esh mai esh gufa uktuma. He says, number two, the second tonight, which Chazal said you have to have, is that the fire is Gufa Ktuma, the fire is covered. Like we learned before, what is Gufa Ktuma? Top on the minute is to put a black on, that's Gufa Ktuma. So if one wants to do Chazara, one has to have the fire Gufa Ktuma. Now one has to know, even if the fire wasn't Gufa Ktuma before Shabbos, you can make it Gufa Ktuma on Shabbos. You can put down the black on Shabbos and put it on it. The pot. Mem basis. Lachatkhila. Sorg lach zero. Lachatkhila. Sorg lach zero. Lachpid shite netilas hakadeyo. Mea esh. Mitzich kavona lach zero. Acha kachale esh. Lachatkhila we say you have to have intention to put it back. That's number one. Another tonight which you need. Vechein sorg lachpid shakadeyo. Tishoy biyodi. Velo yanichin rafila gabi ashaish. And the chatchila won't have to have another tonight. Just stay in your hands. And you shouldn't put it down even on the shayish. Even that should look like there, my ish. I'm not like there, but there. Then the other eyes do chazor amutes, the chatchila believe pickpock. The best way is that to make sure you have two extra tonight. Not only there's no problem from bishul, not only there's no problem from gufa ktuma, it should stay in your hands and have that to put it back. Right? Number one, you should have intention to put it back. Number two, it should stay in your hand and it shouldn't be put down in any surface. Not on the shayish, not on the table, not to go, nothing, stay in your hand, then it's the best way to put it back without any problems. Now we'll learn later on, which is a practical also to know it here, that if one puts it on the shayish in a way that you're holding it with one hand and the other part is on the shayish, and if your hands would be taken away, the pot would fall down, then we say it's also considered still in your hands, because without your hands it wouldn't stay on the shayish. Or the same thing would be on a chair. If you need your hand to help in order to it should stay there, then it's still considered in your hands, it's not considered on the shayish or on the chair. If mem gimel, not on kadeh me'esh gufa k'tuma, shlo al da'at lachziyo. You took it, shlo al da'at lachziyo. V'nim lach lachziyo. And you changed your mind to put it back. Im ha'kadeh ha'ben b'yodeh shlo hoke lachziyo b'es ha'tzoyuch. If b'di eved, you didn't have intention to put it back, but you changed your mind afterwards and you want to put it back. If it is still in your hand, then we take on b'di eved, you're allowed to put it back. That's how the Mishnah Berurah takes on. Let's say again, if you have no intention to put it back, but now you changed your mind, you want to put it back. If it's still in your hand, we allow you b'di eved to put it back.